Probably had a regular period then from 21 to 22.
Would cow supplements help to offset the ostrich pee?
No, she probably needs, there's a lot of different issues here. Mm-hmm. One is the estrogen in the pill is actually a good, may help her restore some of her calcium, or at least preserve some of the calcium in the bone that she has, but she probably needs calcium restoring therapy, the medicines we use in older women like Fosamax and Actonel. Mycalcin, calcitonin, these sorts of things. She
needs a prescription.
Right. You have to restore the calcium content in her bone. It needs to, basically the bones, the cells that break down the bone need to be paralyzed. The cells that produce bone need to be stimulated.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So there's that issue.
Right. Jay, you on board with this?
Well, all of that and the fact that head and hairs look like Mike Awesome's mullet
doesn't help. And I'm concerned that she's not had the period. I believe that you can get endometrial overgrowth, which is a potential risk factor for uterine cancer.
Right,
I worry about that.
What should she do?
So you may want to change the pill, go back and talk to the doctor again about it, but also pay attention to getting some bone restoring therapy, or at least document what's going on density now.
All right, Jane.
You shave your damn muff.
Jane?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, maybe Jay could get a job working the reception office at your work.
At my office, yeah.
Yeah, at your office.
Oh,
handle the phones, greet the patients, some of the old codger Jews who come in there.
I'm in my sexual prime. I happen to know that guys don't like a big hairy bush staring at their face.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, Jay, this is Jane. I live in Phoenix, Arizona, clown mom, and I want to know if you've ever had sex with an older woman.
What's a clown mom mean?
Well, clown mom means I've got kids that introduced me to the ICP band, and I fell in love with the guys.
Well,
I've seen you backstage, Jay.
Okay, Mom.
If you're an ICP fan, then you know, just by listening to our music and knowing what we're about, you know that there's no such thing as a juggalo mom as opposed to a juggalo child. Juggalos come in all ages, shapes, sizes, races, everything. We are all juggalos together, whether or not you have kids.
Mostly white, 14, Detroit, but...
Except for that.
It does span the
demographic. Now, the one thing that concerns me, the fact that you are a juggalo mom, as you put it, the one thing does concern me is that I know that styles of, say, back in the day, like in the 80s or the late 70s, mm-hmm. a lot of women liked to
shave their vaginas
like they only on the thighs and leave a big, fat, hairy bush. Now, we don't like that anymore. We would like to see the folded taco in our face and expose the actual net and lips. So
I just want you to imagine what he would be like off Zoloft. Okay?
If you
just
could just
use
go
your
ahead,
imagination for a second.
If you could just go ahead and trim that hairy bush down some, we could all have fun.
We don't know that for a fact. Jay?
Yeah?
I'll tell you one thing that might get you closer to Violent Jay. He told me during the break he likes a touch of gray around the labia.
Oh,
just a
that wouldn't be a problem.
Just a little salt and pepper.
I thought available for down there.
Trim the bush. That's step
Jane,
number one.
How old are your kids?
How old are my kids? I've got one that's 21 and 18.
And they listen to Insane Clown Posse. And
oh,
now
constantly.
You've joined the posse.
Everywhere.
All right.
Hold
on a second. Call that Child Protective Services. Get him on the horn.
Get a strike force.
Where'd you say she was calling from? Phoenix?
Phoenix, go, baby.
All right, get him in the helicopter.
Oh, so I guess you guys like a nice, big, bushy muff, huh? That's what you're saying? I'm trying to help us.
You know what? That's what I was saying.
Jane?
How'd you pick up on that?
Here's the thing about having sex with Violent J. Remember we were talking about the osteoporosis and the older women just a few moments ago? He'd break your hip.
Pelvis.
You break the pelvis.
Sex 4 times a day, sometimes more.
What?
I get sex 4 times a day. I don't need to worry about not being agile.
Do you trim your bush? Tell me if you trim your bush.
I haven't done that yet, but this always.
Oh my God! She's got a groundhog living in her neddin. It just looks like a trim damn neddin. You don't understand, it's too polite to say anything about it, but damn it, that's nasty as hell. Cut them damn hairs off. You got food stuck in it from years ago. You got cracker
it's like Grizzly Adams giving you a BJ.
Grizzly Adams.
All right. Listen.
That's unspent. Shaggy asked me. Shaggy.
All right, Jay.
You guys, I don't mean
all that. Yeah.
Shaggy
what?
Just saying Shaggy, mm-hmm. who you guys know is at home in surgery.
Broken face.
He asked me, he said, the one thing I want you to do is go on the show and tell women to shave their muffs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How'd that conversation go exactly?
He said, I want to go on there to provide my sexual
orientation.
Yeah. Shave your damn neddin. You know what I'm saying?
That's
don't have
said.
A big hairy...
What about the prickles there, Jay?
The pricklies feel good. They rub on your balls.
Oh, okay.
They scratch
your
balls.
Jay. It takes the lint right off.
Takes the lint right off.
Yeah, it's like a lint brush.
From the right, swing from the left.
Straight up, the stubbles are wonderful. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've got crabs in my as it is, and it helps itch them. But what I'm saying is, if you shave the damn bush and you let us get a nice look at that clam, we can all have a party.
Fantastic, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, they're going to be in Phoenix on the 10th.
I know, I'm going to be camping out waiting to see him in person.
If we're camping out, let's not have barbecued fur burgers, all right? Let's keep it clean. Thanks.
Hey, Drew, speaking of crabs on Jay's balls.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching the Nature Channel tonight, and you know those birds that sit on top of the zebras?
Yeah.
And they pick away all the ticks and the mites and all that? They sit on all the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about letting one of those birds go in your pants?
Yeah.
Instead of putting poison on your crotch,
just
let one of those grooming birds go in your underpants?
Crab-eating.
And they could just eat whatever was on there.
Crab-eating birds.
Yeah. Guys, I had syphilis. I got over it with a simple shot of penicillin. I shared that with the first time I came on the show, and I haven't had any venereal STDs since then.
Wait, didn't we figure out that what you had? You had like non-gonococcal arthritis. They treated you all for all that stuff. But you didn't actually have a shanker.
Well, I had a bunch of white sores on the side of my dick.
I see.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
But anything to add to the width.
This was a good damn near, you know, we're talking 25 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds like syphilis.
All right. We will take a little break.
You know, this was during Woodstock, the first one, and we was having fun, and, you know.
It was a different time.
Summer love.
We don't hold it against
you. I had crabs in my butt and herpes on my nipples, and we all had a great time, and we drank lemonade, and everybody had fun.
All right. We will take ourselves a little break. I'm going to go vomit in the bathroom. Sure, you want to watch me? Hold me so I don't hit my head on the toilet rim like I did last time. We'll be back.